What's wrong with the world? It's a great question to ponder. What's wrong with the world? I have half a mind to ask our first communicants what they think, but I'm a little nervous about what they'd say. I've asked kids lots of questions before and been shocked. Maybe I could ask their parents, but that makes me even more nervous. They may even point at me. You're wrong with the world, Father. What's wrong with the world? This is a question that a newspaper asked some renowned authors about 100 years ago in England. They sent out this question to all these authors to write an essay and to write it back to the newspaper. What's wrong with the world? And this was about 100 years ago. About 100 years ago, some things that had happened or were happening were the Great Depression, World War I, the Spanish flu. There were lots of things going on in the world at that time. And so this newspaper sent out the question, what's wrong with the world? And they received one response that was different than all the others. It was from my friend whose name is Gilbert. Does anybody have a friend named Gilbert? No? Oh, one over there. I think it's coming back. I think we're going to see a resurgence in the name. But my friend Gilbert, 100 years ago, wrote a response back to the newspaper to that prompt, what's wrong with the world? And he only had two words. What's wrong with the world? Gilbert said, I am. And then he signed it sincerely, Gilbert Keith Chesterton. He was a renowned Catholic author. And Gilbert Keith, or we know him as GK for short, knew that in all the world's problems, he had some share. And so he wrote back that response, I am. I'm what's wrong with the world. He knew something about sin. He knew something about himself. He knew the Bible, and that from the beginning of time, when Adam and Eve were created, they grasped for control and power. They had what that we would call first original sin. And then from all time forward, all men and women had a share in that. And so Gilbert wrote that response, I am. I'm what's wrong with the world. But he knew that it wasn't just him. He knew that there were other problems in the world, but that if he were going to solve some of the problems, or if anyone we're going to solve some of the problems of the world, it had to start in our own hearts. It had to start with me. My mom, when I was little, maybe around your age, first communicants, she would repeat this phrase for me. If it's going to be, it's up to me. That I had to take responsibility for the wrongs, the problems that I might see and face, that I couldn't just shove the responsibility on someone else. If it's going to be, it's up to me. She'd always repeat that. And then, I don't know where I learned this one, probably at school, maybe you've heard it too. There's that phrase, when you point the finger at someone else, you've got three more pointing back at you. Have you all heard that one before? If you point your finger, yeah. Many of you have heard that. If you point your finger of responsibility or blame or whatever it is, you've got three more pointing back at you. It reminds me, I have a share in the responsibility that if I see something that's unfair, if I see something that's wrong, if I see something that's unjust or sinful, I can't just put that on someone else. I can't just put that responsibility or blame on one other person or group or system. I have to take some share in that. But we don't just want to focus on what's wrong with the world. We also want to focus on what's right with the world. And in pointing our fingers, I think it's helpful to recognize, whoa, there are three fingers pointing back at me. I wonder if it's a coincidence that in today's Feast of the Holy Trinity, we celebrate that we have one God in three persons, and that that God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, lives inside of you and inside of me. That even in my share with the wrong in the world, I also share in what's right in the world. That God's presence in me can actually change the world. And if I keep receiving God's presence inside of me, I'll be changed. The wrong in me will be changed, and the wrong in the world will be changed. If I keep receiving God, if I keep receiving the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, if I don't just focus on the wrongs, but if I keep receiving what's good and right in God's presence. We have a God who loves us so much. We heard that in the gospel. God so loved the world that he wanted to be with the world. He wanted to be with you, boys and girls. He wanted you to receive him, to be close to him. And so he sent his Son Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts, that even in difficult times, we can be with God. You first received God at your baptisms. That was maybe 7 or 8 years ago now. You probably don't remember it. But that was the day that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit came into your hearts. And then, a few months ago, you received a new sacrament, the sacrament of confession, the sacrament of reconciliation or penance. And you confessed your sins for the first time. You confessed your wrongs, the things that you had done that were bad, that were sinful, that were wrong. And when you did that, you received God again. You received more of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And now today, boys and girls, on your first Holy Communion day, you'll receive the presence of God in a new way through bread and wine changed into the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And we know that wherever Jesus is, he brings his Father and he brings the Holy Spirit. That you don't just receive Jesus today in the Holy Eucharist, but you receive the whole Trinity, the whole presence of God, one God. The God who wants to live in you, who wants to live through you, in healing your hearts, in healing the world, in changing what's wrong and making it right. And so today, as we celebrate that great feast, we ask the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to be in our hearts, that we would recognize what wrong is in our hearts, and that we would invite more of God into that, so that God would transform our lives and he will transform our world.